Reverse Summons, written by Sky and Dreamer and read by Kaber. This is a Batman Danny Phantom crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Danny Fenton slash Jason Todd and Jason Todd and Bruce Wayne, as well as the character of John Constantine. The fact that Constantine didn't tolerate, but actively ask for backup from Bruce and Clark was a first sign that there was something off about this one. Bruce never liked it when they had to resort to negotiating with entities for Earth's defense instead of handling it themselves as the Justice League, but desperate times called for desperate measures. The ritual to request an audience had been a simple one. No grand sacrifices or Latin incantations, just a neatly drawn circle, a deep sigh, and a single drop of Constantine's blood. After mere moments, a bright green hole in reality had appeared above it, and the three of them could step through. The place they entered was strange, quite outside of the perimeters of their home dimension. It looked, somewhat, like a Roman bathhouse, except in all the ways that it didn't. For one, the pool was filled with a green, bubbly substance instead of water. It vaguely reminded Bruce of the Lazarus Pits, though in a slightly different shade and thicker. The fact that the columns surrounding the bath seemed to lead to either shimmery dark blue curtains or the void of space was another unusual feature. Leaning on the side of the pool and looking down at them is their host, an ancient manifestation of space and the current reigning king of the unclaimed death and unaffiliated spirits, Constantine had called him. Someone who could definitely handle the immaterial void threatening to swallow their solar system whole, and generally friendly enough that he would probably be willing to do so. Generally friendly wasn't much of a reassurance, given that Constantine also seemed a little terrified. So, here Bruce found himself, kneeling alongside Hellblazer and Superman, as luminous bright green eyes judged them. The king was looking down at them, figuratively and literally, considering he was considerably out of scale with the three of them.
Hellblazer?
The king's voice echoed, despite the complete lack of ceiling or walls to the room.
To what do I owe the displeasure?
Ah, so that is why he wanted Bruce and Clark along. The king might be friendly in general, but not to Constantine specifically.
Your Majesty, we come to plead for your aid.
It would have worked better if it hadn't sounded like John was saying the honorific through clenched teeth. As it is, the king's eyes squinted in annoyance, and the tip of his tail, which was sticking out of the water, swatted to the side. It caused rippling waves across the pool, which briefly drew Bruce's attention to the inexplicable human scale, bright red rubber duck floating a little distance away. It was such a normal sort of thing to find in such an abnormal place that it briefly broke him out of his focus. Luckily for all of them, Clark stepped in before Constantine could draw more ire.
Your Majesty, we are here to represent the Justice League of our dimensions, planet Earth. Our solar system and all that call it home are in peril, and we humbly request your aid.
We understand that we should not ask your aid without good reason, but we see no other courses. Our request is with a full understanding that you might ask us for something in exchange.
That was the part Bruce never liked about these sort of deals. They didn't have any control over the negotiation. Not really. Not without needless harm and suffering to the people they all swore to protect. Without a standing friendly history between the Justice League and the King and his people, it was too much of a gamble to expect good terms, if you ask Bruce. All three braced themselves as the King opened his mouth to speak, but before he could get a word out, movement caught Bruce's eyes. One of the curtain doorways moved.
Hey, babe, a masculine voice called out from the back.
familiar in a way it absolutely should not have been. Where did I put? A young man stepped from behind the parted curtain. One that should definitely not have been here. One that immediately froze with the energy of someone who accidentally walked in on their partner's work call. Oh, fuck. Sorry. You're on a work call. He trailed off as he takes a good look at the three men kneeling on the other side of the pool. Seemed like Bruce wasn't the only one to recognize the family connection. Jason floundered for a second and then added the quietest, "Hi, Dad." Look, Bruce had plenty of experience interacting with beings who can punch above his grade. He is the one baseline human in the core Justice League. He has worked on diplomatic councils with intergalactic warlords and large supernatural threats. This, however, is new. Usually, his kids end up causing issues by dating other heroes instead of those intergalactic warlords or large supernatural threats. Unsure of what to do, he just half-heartedly waved at Jason. The godlike king they were petitioning to save their world burst out laughing.
"Ancients, Jay?"
The king turned away from them when he said it. As soon as the piercing green gaze left them, Constantine noticeably relaxed. Bruce had no idea what Constantine's beef with his presumed son-in-law is, but he would find out. For Jason's sake, at the very least.
"And you thought the time you met my parents was awkward."
His parents? Constantine mouthed in disbelief. Which, yes, Bruce also had questions. Plenty of them. He was not sure he wanted all of them answered. Jason sighed and walked over to sit down on the side of the pool, his feet dangling in the green goop. Belatedly, Bruce realized that his son was here in extremely short shorts and a crop top, in case there was any remaining doubt on the nature of his relationship. "What do they want?" Jason asked with a deep sigh. The three heroes were apparently briefly forgotten where they were, kneeling on the tile. The king fully turned away from them and swam, or is it walked? The green whatever was too opaque to have a chance to see the bottom, towards Jason.
"Well, darling, they want me to save the earth from destruction."
His voice remained that otherworldly echo rather than actual noise. But nevertheless, the darling was still almost purred.
"Willing to pay a price for my help and everything."
Jason reached out and gently stroked the entity's face as he pulled out a pout. It was a little surreal to look at his son like this, especially after he had braced himself for a deal with the devil sort of situation. "But you would do it just for me, wouldn't you, babe?" Bruce couldn't even see his face. But it was clear that this powerful entity folded under Jason's pout like expertly folded origami.
"Of course, my dear. I would not even consider asking for anything. Not for your home."
That was good to know. Next time they needed the king for anything, they could just play it via Jason instead of whatever is going on with Constantine. Bruce was very familiar with whatever sort of price Jason might ask for that help, and was willing to embarrass himself a little for a good cause and his son's amusement. The end.